We welcome to the program today two special individuals, the U.S. Country Representative for IOCC, Dan Christopoulos, and we also have Father Thomas Moore, the priest of the Holy Apostles Church in West Columbia, South Carolina, and a member of the IOCC Emergency Response Network. Gentlemen, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Father Chris.
Thank you, Father Chris.
Father Thomas, let me start with you. What are the immediate needs and concerns there in South Carolina as you see them?
Right now, the past 2 days has been volunteer coordination. We have a lot of people calling in wanting to help, and it's been fairly chaotic trying to get them to the places where people need help. It's important to understand that the state is divided in two. So you have the low country running east from Columbia and the high country up. So most of the water is run down. We have dams that are burst, dams that are about to break, a levee that broke in the canal. So the downtown around the area of the river is flooded. And then east is more flooded. There's some damage in the Lexington area. But whole communities have been wiped out. The homes are completely underwater. And right now we are just in the organizational phase of how to address all those needs, how to get the volunteers connected with the people who need it. The roads are out, the bridges are out. It really is quite a calamity.
Have you or anyone in your community, your direct church community, been affected by what's happened, Father?
Our community is mostly north and west of the river, and I have not had anybody in my parish directly affected.
Okay.
We're all affected because Columbia is on its knees. But my parish, thank God, is doing well, and we're all ready to do whatever we can to help the rest of the city. It's just a matter of organizing them.
Well, the rest of us have been watching this issue on television. I saw actually one pastor last night who waded into an area where there was a coffin floating down the street, and he went to secure that coffin, he said, because he wanted to protect the remains for the loved ones. So clearly,
I saw that.
Did you see that? Yeah,
it was very touching. The problem is those cemeteries are flooded, and the coffins in those vaults are popping to the surface.
God help us. God help us. Father Thomas, what do you expect to take place, let's say, in the next few weeks? How will you see things unveil?
Well, we've had conference calls for the past 2 days, and people are beginning to organize, and especially Dan is doing an incredible job getting IOCC. We're going to use our large hall. It's about a 3,000 square foot space. In fact, we're putting in a shower today so that we can house volunteers here and do our own assessment and disbursement and, you know, coordination of volunteers along with all the other VOAD members in South Carolina. Dan really has done this a lot before and is guiding us well.
All right. Let me segue then over to Dan. I know that IOCC actually came into South Florida years ago when we were there. We had a series of four hurricanes that blew through. And if it had not been for IOCC coming in with a semi, with generators, with water, with canned foods, frankly, I don't know how we would have made it for 3 weeks without any electricity in southern Florida. So, Dan, what has IOCC been able to bring to bear to help in this situation?
Well, again, Father Chris, thanks for having us on and being able to talk to you and your listenership. As Father Thomas has alluded, we're still in the assessment phases, but I just have made a decision today to go ahead and move some product into Father Thomas's church. So in addition to housing some of the volunteers, we will be getting some cleanup buckets, some baby kits, hygiene kits. So some of the things that are needed the most by people who literally had minutes to get out of their homes, especially as Father Thomas mentioned with the bursting of some of the dams. Some of those rivers haven't crested yet, and so it's still a pretty precarious situation. But we are starting with other faith-based groups and, of course, Salvation Army and Red Cross to get supplies into the area. So that's going to be one prong of the attack. The other thing is, again, in partnership with other ecumenical partners, specifically the Mennonite Disaster Service people and Nechama Jewish Disaster Relief, they're going to be helping to run Orthodox Christian volunteers. And so we will use, there are at least five Orthodox Christian churches in the area. So if they want to be volunteering, We're going to have a place for them where they can plug in and actually go help and do muck out and clean up. And that's going to be the first thing. Right now, they're still in a rescue phase in some of the places. And then, of course, the recovery will start. And the recovery is going to be getting people back into their homes and starting to get them cleaned up. So that's where we're at right now. And we're activating. Father Thomas is, as you mentioned, one of our frontline emergency response, part of the emergency response network of IOCC. We have other frontliners in the area in North Carolina and down in Georgia that will be coming over as well. We'll get an alpha team, a first team in, to do assessing. So we know exactly where we can help bridge the gaps. There's a lot of people on the ground, so it's important that we coordinate and we don't duplicate services. And so that's why it's important to do an on-the-ground assessment and talk to the emergency managers and see where we can help the most.
Well, I know that South Carolina, as most of these disasters go, it wasn't the only place. Will IOCC be sending any aid to the Bahamas?
Again, we're kind of in the assessment phase, but we have made a decision to go ahead and start collecting donations for the Bahamas. I've been in touch, you know, Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church is in Nassau.
Yes.
And thankfully, the two main population centers in Nassau and on Grand Bahama, Freeport, were not hit. So population-wise, that would have been a huge disaster, and thank God they were spared. But I've been in contact with the local parish priest, Father Irenaeus Cox, and also local lay people, Orthodox Christian lay people, both in Nassau and on Grand Bahama, who are willing and able to help out. So we are going to be mounting some type of response there. Again, the exact nature of that will still be determined, but I anticipate going ahead and sending some material supplies that we have in stock. We're not asking people to give us material supplies other than probably cleanup buckets.
Okay.
But we will get our own sources of things that are needed and probably ship it down there and then see what else we can be doing in concert with the local Orthodox community. Thankfully, the reports are, I've only heard of one family in the Bahamas that Orthodox did have to abandon their home. But other than that, the reports are that they've managed well. And so that would be a case of the Orthodox Christians reaching out to others who really did not fare as well as they did.
Father Thomas, let me come back to you. Can you tell us more about your training as a frontliner? It's really something that I've been marveling at for years, how you folks get yourself prepared to go in to help in catastrophes. Give us an outline of that, if you would.
Well, I'm rather amazed at it myself. I'm a licensed professional counselor in South Carolina, but over the past 2 years, I have flown to Chicago twice for frontline training that IOCC has provided at no cost, and never expected that I would be in this situation in Columbia, South Carolina. So it's really quite providential, this incredible training that they provided for how to be with people in trauma, you know, how to offer hope, how to be there with them, how to be there in a way that is not necessarily trying to push our own spiritual agenda or anything else, but simply just to be there with them and offer hope. Right now, it's water and food, and this week it'll be cleaning out their houses, but eventually they're going to be real spiritual counseling and someone to be there with them. They have 14 deaths so far, incredible loss for whole communities. So I think the IOCC training will really be invaluable in the weeks to come, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity. Whoever pays for that, God bless them.
Okay. Dan, one last question to you, and it's an obvious question, but I think it needs to be asked, and hopefully you can answer it. How can our listeners support IOCC in its critical work?
You know, I know everybody wants to, you know, get in a plane, get in a car, and run over there and help. That's usually not the most effective way right in the immediate aftermath. Monetary gifts really give us the most flexibility, and that can be done either online at www.iocc.org. And there are two funds you could donate towards. One would be the U.S. Emergency Response, would allow us to continue doing the work that we're starting in South Carolina. And, you know, as this thing goes up the coast, there might be new needs that emerge out of this storm. Or secondly, we have a special fund called the Bahamas Hurricane Relief Fund, and if people wanted that money to go specifically for the Bahamas, they can click on that. You can also call our number, toll-free, 877-803-IOCC, which is 877-803-4622, and you can donate by phone. Besides that, Father Chris, again, we will get the message out in the Columbia area. We would ask if there are volunteers in the Orthodox communities in the Columbia, South Carolina area. We will have a way for them to actually do hands-on work. And the other thing that everybody can do that we always have need for, you can find us on our website, are the emergency cleanup buckets, hygiene kits, baby kits. So there's about four different types of kits that can be found. And when these emergencies happen, we need to have these prepared ahead of time so that we can draw down on them, which is what I did today, to get them from the warehouse down to where they're needed most. So either by, and those are great groups, activities for senior citizens groups, for youth groups, for Sunday schools, where they can do hands-on activities and build these kits and send them in to us at our warehouse in Maryland. And then when the need arises anywhere in the world, if we can ship them anywhere in the world, we can get them over there in a timely fashion.
That's great. Dan and Father Thomas, thank you so much for being here. I guess it really boils down to not necessarily what we say that's important, but what we do here. So everyone, I hope and pray that those who are listening will go to the website of IOCC.org and will assist not only in this circumstance, but in any circumstance where the love of Christ is important, to help people who are less fortunate than we are, especially those that go through such devastating disasters. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.